This is Kennedy Launch Control at T-minus 60 minutes and counting. T-minus 60, 1 hour away from the Apollo 14 liftoff. All aspects of the countdown still proceeding very satisfactorily at this time, and in fact, a number of events with some 10 or 15 minutes ahead of the assigned work in the countdown manuals. Because of this, the Apollo access arm, swing arm number 9, will probably come back about 10 minutes earlier than it usually would in the countdown. By coming back early, it will be moving in about 7 or 8 minutes from this point. It's moved 12 degrees from the spacecraft. That's about 6 feet. And remains in that standby position until the 5-minute mark in the count when it's fully retracted. A short while ago, astronaut Alan Shepard was told by the spacecraft test conductor Skip Chauvin that things were going very well and that we were ahead on the count. Alan at that point said, thanked him for the information and said, "How's the weather out there?" The reply came back that there is some cover, but it looks pretty fair. Actually, the clouds we have in the area at the present time have a base of about 3,000 feet and extend up to 8,000 feet, with some getting as high as 12,000 feet. This does not appear to be any constraint to a launch attempt as far as the cloud cover is concerned at this time. That's our status. The countdown's still running smoothly. We're go on Apollo 14, T-minus 58 minutes, 33 seconds and counting. This is Kennedy Launch Control.